The board of directors of Hewlett-Packard has ousted chief executive Carly Fiorina. The board says new hands-on leadership is needed to accelerate the Silicon Valley company's growth. Since joining HP 6 years ago, Fiorina has been one of the nation's most visible businesswomen and executives, but the company's performance hasn't lived up to expectations. Joining us now is NPR's Scott Horsley. Scott, what triggered Fiorina's dismissal other than what I've just said?
Renee, board member Patricia Dunn, who is taking over from Fiorina's chairwoman, says anytime you make a move like this, it seems sudden, but she says this was not a sudden decision. The board has been meeting to discuss Fiorina's performance for weeks, she said, and longer. There were some signs of that board dissatisfaction last month when HP discussed a reorganization, giving some senior executives more authority. Clearly now the board has decided those changes would not go far enough. Hewlett-Packard has increased its revenues on Fiorina's watch, but the profits are just not what the company would like, and the company's share price has lagged rivals like IBM and Dell.
Now, the hallmark of Fiorina's tenure was the acquisition of Compaq Computer. That deal was controversial right from the beginning.
It was. In fact, Fiorina spent part of 2001 and 2 fighting off opposition from Walter Hewlett, the son of the co-founder, to get that deal done. Today, interim CEO Bob Wehman indirectly defended the move. He notes that HP's computer division has gone from losing money to making money, albeit not as much as the company would like. Still, it's clear, though, the $19 billion acquisition of Compaq has not been the magic bullet of profitability that Fiorina hoped it would be and essentially staked her job on.
And could you even call it a bust?
Well, I think it has fallen short of expectations. It is still making money. It hasn't been an abject failure, but it has not lived up to the high billing it received.
In ousting Fiorina, HP said the decision was about execution, not strategy. And exactly what does that mean?
It means that the board wants to keep the company together. The crown jewel of HP has long been its very profitable printer business, and some people have said the company ought to spin that business off so that it's not dragged down by other less profitable business lines at HP. Fiorina always argued against that move, saying HP is more valuable as a portfolio of companies than those companies would be on their own. Interim CEO Bob Wehman repeated that portfolio argument today and said a CEO candidate who feels radically different about it might have a hard time getting the job to replace Fiorina. At the same time, board chairwoman Dunn says there is no litmus test as the company looks for a new CEO, and some investors are certainly hoping that portfolio strategy will get another look.
What will the board be looking for in a new CEO?
Well, someone who can build on what Dunn calls the solid foundation for success that Fiorina built. It's worth noting that the company has become profitable on her watch. It has reorganized, streamlined a very disparate line of business units. Dunn today thanked Fiorina for providing that foundation, but says the company will be looking for a successor who can accelerate HP's growth.
Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Renee.
NPR's Scott Horsley.